This is Valentine's Day is Hard for Otaku, written by Si-chan, read by Mistborn Hero, a Watakoi Love is Hard for Otaku podfic rated for general audiences featuring the relationship Kawakura Tarou, Koyanagi Hanako, Momose Narumi, and Nifuji Hirotaka. It is tagged for ambiguous relationships. Valentine's Day. Narumi baked a chocolate cake for Valentine's Day. Perhaps the mirror glaze hadn't turned out quite as shiny as the one in the blog photos, and perhaps the chocolate decorations she had sculpted with some silicone molds had a few air bubbles. And perhaps Nao-chan would have done it twice as well in half the time, but it was Narumi's special chocolate cake, and that's all that mattered. Or at least, she hoped it was all that mattered, especially as it was going to be at least in part her Valentine's Day present for three different people. She had put some thought into what she wanted to do, in order to reconcile Valentine's Day with everyone's likes, and the fact that there were far too many new games set to release within the next couple of months. And, well, sometimes being an otaku meant being creative with what she had to make special memories while being just a little bit selfish. So, she had gone with spending time rather than spending money on her gift, looking up countless recipes and video tutorials until she had come up with the perfect cake that would impress everyone and taste really, really good without being too rich or too sweet. Perhaps it hadn't turned out as well as she had absolutely hoped, but all her love was inside it nonetheless, and if this year was a success, then she'd just have to make it even better in the years to come. And at worst, well, she could always buy more chocolate while they were on clearance and offer them as apologies, even if it would be a little too late. Given the earnest effort she had put into her creation, she thought they wouldn't mind. Hirotaka had never been the kind of person to receive much chocolate on Valentine's Day. Sure, he would receive obligatory chocolate from whomever was handing it out to the entire class as a kid, or the entire department as an adult, but that was about it. Not that he really minded, he had never really been a fan of sweets anyway. Normally, he would just eat one or two of them, and then hoist any leftovers off to Naoya anyway. His real interest in the day came in the form of online gaming events, the special quests and gachas and drops that were synonymous with just about any holiday. And maybe the rose petals everywhere weren't his favorite vibe, but the completionist in his heart wasn't about to let him give up the chance to collect everything anyway. It was still fun, even if he would prefer another special event aesthetic a bit more. And if all those special events meant that Narumi and the others were more likely to come over so they could grind for the goods together, well, that was just one more good side to the day, wasn't it? Hanako's love of Valentine's Day had grown exponentially since reaching adulthood. There were extra events, both online and off, competing for her attention, and the number of interactions on her social media posts absolutely skyrocketed when she posted special Valentine's Day-themed cosplay photos, or reposted old flirty pics from previous photoshoots, or offered a limited promotion of fan signs. It was fun figuring out what to wear and what to dress her avatars in, as gaming shops came out with their limited edition holiday garb. As for the more traditional elements of the day, well, there was something to be said about giving and receiving obligatory chocolates, and the way that half the female staff in the office seemed to swoon when she offered it to them as well. But the real fun was in finding just the right thing to give those closest to her. She had kept things relatively simple for Narumi, knowing that the girl would likely enjoy extra White Day gifts even more, though she did take a cosplay photo of herself with the small box of chocolates and single red rose she intended to give, knowing that the little bit of extra effort would send her dear, sweet Naru through the roof with mo-filled excitement. Hirataka didn't really like sweets all that much anyway, so it made more sense to do something that worked with his tastes, especially Kit Kats from the chocolatery with ruby red and dark chocolates, topped with cranberries and nuts to create a more adult bitter flavor, with a Nintendo eShop gift card tucked into the gift box for good measure. As for Taro, well, that was where she knew she could go all out. And indeed, she spared no expense, shopping around until she was certain that she had picked out the most exquisite box of chocolates possible, each individually handcrafted and chosen to perfectly suit his tastes. She couldn't wait to see the look on his face when he first saw her gift, or any of them, for that matter, if for different reasons. One thing was for certain. This year's Valentine's Day was going to be fantastic. There was a small part of Taro that hated Valentine's Day. It wasn't that he disliked it completely. Taro had never been the most popular guy around, but he had always gotten his fair share of obligation chocolates, at least. And outside of a small bit of envy back in high school of some teammates showing off the fancy things they had been given, he had never really cared all that much. Of course, if he had known then what he did now, he would have never been so foolish. Narumi wasn't the problem. Her Valentine's Day cake had been downright adorable, imperfect, yes, but in ways that made it seem earnest and cute. And what it lacked in polish, it made up for in taste. He'd easily eat half the cake on his own, if the others let him. And Hirutaka's lukewarm attitude towards the holiday wasn't an issue, either. If anything, he appreciated the help getting a few difficult quests done, even if it felt like cheating to have Hirotaka's joke character swing in and do 90% of the work. No, the problem laid with Hanako, as it usually did, at the chocolate box she had procured. He recognized that brand. Those chocolates were anything but cheap. And a box of 50? How many did she think he could eat? She was smirking, too, as if she had been fully aware of how overboard she had gone. Knowing that hug, there was some sort of malevolent intent involved. And remember, I expect something 3 times as expensive for White Day. Hanako gave a haughty laugh, and Taro glowered. Yep, this was all part of the plan. All right, maybe he would be able to join forces with Narumi to come up with something a little different for Hanako that would still meet her standards without absolutely demolishing his personal budget. There were things coming out that he was looking forward to this month, dammit. For now, he just consoled himself on one of the chocolates, letting the tart cherry cordial melt on his tongue. It was delicious. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 as a treat for Black Class. I didn't intend to do Wakatoi for you again. But then I got to choosing and I was like, oh well, since I'm doing Black Class fandoms, might as well check what there is for that fandom, right? And then I ended up reading this and it's cute and it has blanket permission. So, ta-da! I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening and please remember to drink some water today.